Well, I don't know if it'll last for 5 or 10 minutes. The man's been shattered. I've been out of the house since 7 o'clock yesterday morning. But what's made me actually more determined to do this is because Blair and his puppets just keep pushing our act to the side as if it doesn't matter anymore. Our act does matter. It matters to me. My son was killed there. There's a lot of Iraqi people getting killed there as well. And he says they've made it a better place. How can they make it a better place when there's kids going about starving? Kids walking about, they've no mothers and fathers, nowhere to live, nowhere to school. It does matter, and I'm determined to make the government know that it matters. We've got more people coming out on our side, and we're going to keep Iraq an issue, because I think we should. Why push it aside? They sent my son there to be killed for lies, and there's more lies coming out every day. I'm getting more stories from more Iraqis every day. More soldiers' mothers are contacting me, telling me what's happening with their boys. Boys try to commit suicide when they come back. You don't hear that in the papers or the press. So I think we should keep this going. So I went for East Kilbride because the man is such an arrogant pig. He sent a letter down to the meeting last week to tell Rose Gentle that me and my wife feel sorry for her. I wonder if he's going to send a letter over to Iraq and tell all the mothers and fathers that they feel sorry for killing their kids. He never just killed mine, he's killing thousands and thousands. So I said from the beginning, I'll never get Gordon back, but if we can help other kids and other people from getting blown up, it's time the troops were home. It's the time the boys were back. And so I said to Mr. Ingram, he was out in the streets today, I said, will you pass a message on? Will he wait there to come up? But no, he didn't. It was away by the time I came up. But we've challenged him for a meeting face to face. I don't know if he'll do it, but if he doesn't do it, we'll walk down to his bit. And we'll chap his door and ask him to come out and do a face-to-face meeting. Yeah. I'm just a mother. I'm not a politician. I'm not into politics, but I know this war was wrong. And it's time the government tell the truth exactly what happened and that, and I'll keep continuing till the boys are home and Iraq is a safer place.
Thanks very much for that, Rose.